Hi there. I've just completed the group body talk session with a focus on accessing your truth or standing in your authenticity, standing in your truth. Okay, so what we worked with first was balancing the digestive system. We did a formula on the digestive system to ensure that it is doing what it needs to do and helping it to perform at its best. And then worked with the consciousness there of being centered within the digestive system and almost feeling that the power comes from the gut, not from our heads, which is basically being able to follow your intuition and not be misled by the unconscious belief systems that have been created to help one to survive, because the survival is not necessarily always in our best interests. So it can keep us very small. All right, so linking that to the lungs with a consciousness there of energy distribution, the lungs are... So again, when I work with a physical aspect, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with that physical aspect of the body. It can just be that we're working with the consciousness of that part. And the consciousness of the lungs, for instance, would be around release and holding. If you think about the breath, it's around control. It's also around energy distribution because of the lungs, the role the lungs play in distributing oxygen around the body. And that feeds us, in a sense, with it, because without that we don't have vitality. And linking that then to hydration within the body, and all of that was kind of packaged together with a focus on assimilation. So when we look back at the digestive system, this would be being able to assimilate nutrients from food, and the consciousness of that is being able to assimilate goodness from life, being able to assimilate nourishment in life. Okay, so that was tapped out. We then worked with the belief, releasing the belief, I must stick to what I know. So again, this is about living small, keeping safe, linking that once again to the lungs with a consciousness of holding the breath when we are living small, when we are in a place of fear. There's often a tendency to breathe superficially, not breathe fully, and there's a holding that happens. We hold on to ourselves. We hold on to how we are in life. So we're working with that consciousness of holding. Parallel to that, focusing on the lymph nodes within the groin bilaterally, so both left and right, and linking that to the base chakra, which is basically around, it's the first chakra around the pelvis, essentially. So it's related to security, around grounding, abundance, financial security and abundance, other forms of abundance, just feeling safe and grounded in life. And within the base chakra, we had to link, so within each chakra, there's 7 chakras. These are energy points in the body or energy vortices. Within each one are 7 sub chakras. All the chakras are within each chakra as sub chakras. So within the base chakra, we had to link the sub chakra base chakra to the heart sub chakra. Okay, so this would basically be the relationship between living from the heart and feeling grounded. And then bringing into all of that a belief that is related to this, which somehow is influencing all of this, which is I have to work hard to get what I want in life. Okay, so if you look at that holding, if you look at feeling grounded and secure, often there's a tendency to believe that we have to work really hard if we want to be safe and grounded and secure in life. And what I've come to realize more and more through my learning and reading and working with clients is that when we actually step into our truth, when we access our truth, when we live from that place, synchronicities happen, flow happens, ease happens. It's amazing how much easier it actually is. And you don't have to be working hard to get abundance, receive abundance and goodness in life. It all actually just shows up when you open yourself to it. Okay. So then parallel to that, working with the reciprocal points. So these are points all around the body that communicate to each other to help, basically to help functioning of the body. And also it's all around musculoskeletal alignment. And in this case, we linked the ears. So we usually work with opposites. So it's the left ear to the right axilla or armpit, and the right ear to the left axilla. And this can be around, for instance, hearing your truth. It's also the armpits are about hiding our emotions. If you think about when we are when we're wanting to protect ourselves, often we'll cross our arms and our hands, and it can end up under our armpits. So I'm kind of hiding things under there. So this is being able to, again, step out of a place of living small and holding into being able to hear the truth and step into that. And linking that then to balancing each of you to yourself in an empowered position, not power in a negative way, empowered, a positive sense of being in your power. And it was interesting that in this kind of balance, I had a vision, like a visual of not stepping forward into that power, but actually falling backwards to be, you know, that experience where you played, where you have team building and you fall backwards and have to be caught. And it's really about trust. That's essentially what's coming up here, is that it's not about a doing, it's about a letting go. And that letting go allows us to fall back into that space of our own power and our truth. That was then tapped out. I then had to work with blood flow from the liver, with a focus there on time. And the liver, in this case, is the consciousness of planning and organizing. So this idea of having, when we have time consciousness, we tend to have plans for what we want to happen with our time and when we want it to happen by. And this can be limiting, because it can actually prevent us from being open to certain experiences that may help our growth in different ways. And that then links again to lungs. And then that all links to the adrenal glands, with a focus on control. So when we're feeling like things are out of control, we feel overwhelmed, the adrenal glands kick in. There's a lot of fight and flight that happens. So just balancing the adrenal glands, because often when we're feeling overwhelmed and out of control, that is when we need to have a plan. That's when we have time consciousness, we feel driven, there's a sense of urgency. So balancing all of that to the three brains, helping the three brains to be in alignment, the heart, the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut brain, so that we can live life from a place of trust and from a place of divine timing. In other words, being in that flow and letting things unfold as is in our best interests. And then finally, so that was tapped out, then finally working with lymph nodes and the clavicle or collarbone, and linking that to the spleen. Spleen and lymph all have a consciousness of protection, because they're related to the immune system. We're working here with worry as protection and control. So the tendency to worry, because when we worry, there's almost a belief that if I have covered it all through worrying about it, somehow I'm going to protect myself from failure or hurt. I can also then feel like I'm in control. So just releasing that, because we tend to then over worry, and we don't actually do anything. The worry doesn't actually achieve anything. Okay, so that was tapped out. So if you know how to do the Cortices technique, please do that for 5 days. It will really help to integrate this session. And I'm wishing you all the best as you step into your truth, as you move forward. And also just trusting that this is a process that takes time, and it happens bit by bit. And it does happen. As soon as we have consciousness of it, it just unfolds, as if we can just step out of the way.